Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
So today's parable is very appropriate as we've just begun the Nativity Fast in preparation for Christ's birth. And just as our loving God gave all mankind the greatest gift of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, so at this time of year, we naturally want to give gifts of love and charity to our family and friends and also to the poor. However, there's always the temptation to become too distracted by worldly and external things. You know, decorating our homes, the endless shopping, and the general emphasis around us on worldly things can sometimes overshadow the spiritual joy and holiness of this time of year. The rich man in the parable today gives us an example of this. The first line of this parable says that the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And St. Theophylact says that God did his part and showed his mercy, for all the ground of the rich man brought forth plentifully, not just one of his fields. In other words, God provided just the right amount of sun and rain and favorable conditions for this abundant harvest. And God gave this man a great blessing. And surely, if we had been in his shoes, as good Christians, we would give thanks to God for his great and countless blessings, and we would want to give back something out of gratitude, probably come to church and offer prayers of thanksgiving. We'd want to make generous gifts to support God's church and give charity to the poor. And we would also want to share our good fortune with our family and our friends. But look what the rich man does next. He thought within himself, saying, "What shall I do? Because I have no room where to gather my crops." And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will gather all my fruits and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." And here the rich man reveals the depths of his selfishness, of his greed, his love of pleasure and worldly things. But most importantly, he reveals his utter disregard for his Creator, who is responsible for his good fortune. More than that even, he now dares to assert his own will above everything else. "What shall I do?" he thinks within himself. He believes that he is the sole master and commander of his life, that he can control his life in every respect, his future, even control how long he will live on the earth and enjoy all of his wealth without any need for God. In effect, the rich man has now set himself up on the throne of his own life in the place of God and tries to cast out God as his Lord and ruler. And we might also observe that this man has some serious control issues. You know, in other words, he wants to control everything. And that's something that, you know, that many people struggle with today because, you know, we want our lives to be, you know, under control and be good and happy and all those things. Unfortunately, sometimes we run into challenges that we can't seem to solve just by ourselves. And no matter what we try to do, it doesn't seem to work. So that's, of course, when we have to turn to God. Now, the Lord said in the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 9, verse 23, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So we might wonder as Christians, what does it really mean to deny ourselves? Well, St. Innocent of Alaska once wrote that the first duty of a Christian, of a disciple and follower of Jesus Christ, is to deny oneself. To deny oneself means to give up one's bad habits, to root out of the heart all that ties us to the world, not to cherish bad desires and thoughts, to quench and suppress bad thoughts, to avoid occasions of sin, not to do or desire anything from self-love, but to do everything out of love for God. To deny oneself means, according to the Apostle Paul, to be dead to sin and the world, but alive to God. So we now live in a time with much material abundance. And sometimes it seems as though the modern science and technology offers us limitless possibilities to solve all of mankind's problems and give us everything we could possibly want. And we can sometimes fall into delusion that we can control everything, you know, that mankind can control everything, you know, cure every disease, you know, eradicate poverty, have peace, world peace all over the place. And yet, when we look around the world, I think we have to admit, despite all the technology and science, we haven't quite achieved this yet, have we? You know, because there's a lot of things that are in the world that are obviously out of control. And then we can also fall into this delusion that we can control everything, when in reality, if we really look at it, there's not a lot that we really can control. I mean, we can control, you know, in our own lives, the things that we do, come to church and things like this, but we can't really, you know, bring about world peace by ourselves or things like this. St. Ignatius Brianchanino wrote that our will in its fallen state is actually hostile to the will of God. And this is, you know, the consequences of the fall. And on account of its blindness and its hostility to God, it is constantly endeavoring to oppose the will of God. When its efforts are unsuccessful, it leads a person to irritability, discontent, confusion, sorrow, despondency, and grumbling. To follow the will of God consists in the self-renunciation commanded by the Savior to deny oneself, which is an indispensable condition of salvation and Christian perfection. In fact, this is so indispensable that unless this condition is satisfied, salvation is impossible. And not only does following God's will lead to salvation, as the saying goes, virtue is its own reward, we begin to also see the fruits of peace and fulfillment and happiness, even in this life, when we do the right thing, when we do follow God's will and ask His help. And so after the rich man in the parable today has declared his intention to live according to his own self-will, a life that is separate from God, a life devoted to greed and pleasure, God said to him, "Thou fool, this night they shall require thy soul of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast prepared? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." So brothers and sisters, even though we may be weak and sinful, let's begin to cultivate the good habit of asking God's help, and He will surely come to our aid. God loves us and wants us to be saved. Let us therefore trust in Him and prepare ourselves spiritually to receive Him, just as the manger in Bethlehem received the King of all at the time of His holy birth. Glory be to our God.